It's dark. You're walking close to the ruins of the church and around the graveyard when you see movement in the distance. You carry on walking, weary of your surroundings. You hear giggling. It sounded like a child. You stand still and look around, and you hear it again. But this time, you notice that it's more than one voice. You call out, asking who is there, and you hear the childish laughter again. You carry on walking, this time brushing. As you walk with speed across the graves, a group of small children step out from behind a gravestone and appear in front of you. You freeze and scream in fear. The children laugh and run away, like they're playing a game. They hide behind the graves. You run out of there as quickly as possible. As you are leaving, you hear the giggling from behind you. Welcome to Christmas Ghost Tales by the Fireside. This episode is about the ruin of a church in Northamptonshire that has had many reports of ghosts. The village of Boughton in Northamptonshire has a long history and was first mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086. But its use as a settlement goes back much further. Archaeological excavations have found many finds from the Roman and Saxon eras. There are also two barrows nearby, and it's believed there may have been a Mott and Bailey in Boughton Pocket Park. The earliest record of the church is from 1201. Which was built very close to a sacred spring, dedicated to St. John the Baptist. In 1353, a charter granted permission for an annual 3-day fair on Boughton Green to celebrate the nativity of St. John the Baptist. The first day was for selling agricultural tools and woodcrafts. The second day was festivities, including wrestling and horse racing. And the third day was used as a cattle market. The event was held annually, right into the start of the 20th century. Late in the 15th century, the church and village was abandoned and fell into ruin. In the 16th century, the churchyard was overrun with rabbits, making it too dangerous for people to visit due to the many holes they created. Human remains were scattered all over the graveyard, making many people too terrified to enter. In 1826, a man called George Catherall, a highwayman known as Captain Slash, was caught stealing from a shoemaker. He stole 11 half-crowns, 1 crown, a neckerchief, a corkscrew, and a waistcoat. He ran a gang of thieves and killers, who were well known to rob country fairs. Catherall was held at the fair until the authorities tried him. He was found guilty and sentenced to death. He was hanged on the 21st of July, 1826, on Angel Lane in Northampton. The ghost of George Catherall is one of many that are believed to haunt the graveyard at St. John the Baptist Church in Boughton. It's believed that he appears on Christmas Eve every year, walking amongst the graves, causing fear to anyone who approaches the church. Around the year 1800, a young couple were married in the church, but sadly, a few hours later, the groom dropped down dead. The now widowed new bride was overcome with sorrow and felt that she couldn't live without her husband. A month after his death, she went to her husband's grave and took her own life. Local people tell of the ghost of a beautiful woman with long red hair that haunts the graveyard on Christmas Eve. They believe that she's the mournful bride. It's said that she entices men into the graveyard and asks them for a kiss. The legend then says that if you do kiss her, you'll die within a month. On Christmas Eve in 1875, a man called William Parker was walking along near the church when he noticed a beautiful red-haired woman. She persuaded him to enter the graveyard and sit with her for a while, which he did. As he left, she asked for a kiss, and he kissed her. She then disappeared right in front of him. A month later, William died. In the parish register, it's recorded that a William Parker died on the 24th of January, 1876. Another local story is that of a man who murdered his wife. He was sentenced to death by being hanged from a great oak tree. They say that his body fell apart from the amount of crows that pecked away at his body. This could be the ghost of a headless man that has been reported numerous times. The ghosts of children have been seen many times in the graveyard, usually seen running and hiding amongst the headstones. Another ghost that's seen often is of a woman wearing white robes who walks around the church ruins and the graveyard. Thank you for listening to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You can find out more information about the episodes on ghosttales.co.uk. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook at Ghost Tales Podcast. All writing, research, music, production, and sound effects are my own work.